Vents Day is our weekly chance for you to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. We pick the two topics, and you provide the opinions in abundance. We'll be talking about bottle deposit laws and presidential politics this time at 800-838-3760 on the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Let's start with the immediately practical matter, bottle deposits. Both Oregon and California have bottle deposit laws in place. A nickel for all eligible beverage containers in Oregon, a nickel for smaller ones, and a dime for the bigger ones in California. Both have the stated goal of getting 80% of all beverage containers recycled, but Oregon's bill got an update 4 years ago. If the return rates fall under 80% for three straight years, the deposit would ratchet up to a dime per container, and that's likely to happen now. But the question is whether the actual recycling of the containers goes to 80% or above. Some people clearly throw the deposit bottles out with the curbside recycling rather than make the trip to the deposit return machines, which in some cases in Oregon now are at deposit return centers instead of just at the individual stores. So the question for you, how do you deal with your deposit bottles? How has your behavior changed over the years? Have bottle deposit laws outlived their usefulness in the sense that if people are recycling at the curb, is that enough? Should the laws go bigger, in Oregon's case, go up to a dime or just go home? 800-838-3760, the number to call for the exchange for Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org, our email address. And now, of course, to the race for the White House. How would we not talk about it after this last week? Fox News got double its best ratings ever with the debate featuring the top 10 Republican candidates last week. Donald Trump continues to lead the polls and frustrate the other Republicans, and he certainly got a lion's share of the attention and the time at that debate. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders had to move a Portland event to a bigger venue and still filled the place to capacity. You'd think the first primary was next month. It's not until next year. What do you think? Is this just the thing for political junkies in the summer? Is this something to replace the summer reruns on the major networks? Or is this all way too early and another sign of our nonstop elections? Let's get your thoughts on the presidential race, the players in it, and the road ahead. Phone lines full up at the moment. Let's go to Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Howdy. In terms of the election, I like Bernie, and I'll probably vote for him, but I mainly called about the bottle bill. When it was first enacted in 73, you could buy a candy bar for a dime. I think the bottle bill should have been raised to at least a quarter a decade ago.
Just to catch up with inflation.
Right. When it was first introduced, it worked really well. Our roads are clean, so on and so forth. Now, kids going down the road won't even stoop to pick up a nickel. So, I think a dime is not high enough for a deposit myself, but, what do I know?
All right, but a dime is, looks like where we're going to be heading in Oregon unless the legislature steps in to change it. Thanks for that, Steve. Appreciate it. Let's go on to Jamie in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Bottle deposits and presidential politics are topics.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Well, let's see. Presidential politics, anyway, the campaign season seems to be 365, 7 days a week anymore, so I don't want to talk about that subject. But when it comes to deposits. Let me preface this a little bit. I'm living on a fixed income, and I'm a frugal guy. In fact, I'm downright cheap. I pinch pennies until they scream. So I say the more the merrier, and the heck with this nickeling and dime stuff. Why don't we just make all liquid containers, make them all have a deposit on it, and if there's any excess as a result of that, maybe we could apply it towards repairing the roads and the highways and stuff from which most of these containers and such are found, and that's about all I had to say about it.
All right, thanks for that, Jamie. Appreciate it. Let's go to Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Presidential politics and bottle deposits are topics.
Bottle deposits. Jamie is spot on. One of the things that goes on here is that there are many, many, many different kinds of bottles and containers that are exempted from the bottle law, and they should all be included. It should be used as a tool to continue to habituate the practice of recycling. Eventually, it may become unnecessary as people do that. In our own case, with recycling, we have maybe one office-sized trash can a week that we have to get rid of, and that's because we have four cats. The rest of it can all be recycled. And if the program makes people mindful, that would be good. That would require extending it to all bottles and containers.
One of the provisions of the 2011 laws, it would expand to additional containers, but would still exempt, I think, wine and milk. And,
right.
And one other substance, can't think of what the other one is. Paul, you mentioned previously living sort of out in the country or out in the country. Mm-hmm. Do you have curbside recycling out there?
No. Okay. No, we take it into the recycling center in Grants Pass.
Okay.
And it's convenient. It's easy. It's one of the few places I can document that we do have some non-driverless cars in Josephine County. So, you know, we do have that. Politics.
Oh,
Trump
boy.
And Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
What they really reflect is a general dissatisfaction with the status quo. I have friends in open primary states who are going to vote for Sanders who are diehard Republicans simply because they don't like Hillary. And, you know, vice versa. I have Democrats who are going to be voting for Republicans in open primary states simply because, you know, they're just disgusted with the clown car. And that's the real piece that you see. When we come out of it, it'll be Hillary versus Walker or Hillary versus the fellow from Ohio, something along those lines.
You don't think
probably.
Jeb Bush is going to make it to the
candidate? I'd be very, very surprised. The thing that surprises me so far about Jeb Bush is that nobody has mentioned Silverado in the savings and loan crisis. He was up to his eyeballs in that.
I thought that was his brother, Neil.
I thought that was Jeb.
Okay.
Maybe I'm mistaken.
All right, but
wouldn't be the first time.
All right. Thanks for that, Paul. Good to talk to you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your weekly forum for venting your spleen politely on topics in the news. Our topics this week are bottle recycling laws and presidential politics, and with the particular focus on the time and the process we're standing in. I mean, come on, it's August of 2015. The first primary is not until February of next year. The actual election then is 15 months away in November of 2016. So what do you think? Are we going too early? Are we going just about this the right way? Is there too much attention being paid to presidential politics either now or ever? Let's talk about that. 800-838-3760 by phone anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Jesse, no town given, writes, my wife and I moved here from Alaska 4 years ago and loved the bottle deposit. Oregon's countryside isn't littered with cans and bottles at near the volume that I see around the rest of the lower 48. I also very often see the homeless employed collecting cans, which is better than loitering. What I see lying around is wine bottles. I've written my representatives voicing my support for deposit on wine bottles like Michigan and Iowa. I hope others do the same. The wine industry seems to find a way around bottle deposits just about every place. It was a major factor in the creation of California's redemption law, the way it reads. Join us on the exchange with your thoughts on bottle deposits or presidential politics. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Rika in Grants Pass, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was on a litter cleaning kick last year, and I'm still doing a bit here and there. I have found more returnable cans and bottles along the river than you would believe. And it seems to me that the bottle bill doesn't work and hasn't in a long time. It actually gets people to litter.
How does it get people to litter? Help me understand that part.
Backdoor charity for the homeless. Oh, they'll pick it up and get a nickel out of it.
Oh, like someone else will get that and they'll be, yeah, got it, okay.
Yeah, and you know, one time I found 5.5 half racks of bottles neatly stacked by the side of the road at this one spot that people play at.
Huh.
Now, this is a person who would have taken those home and recycled them, but for the bottle bill law.
Huh. All right, so instead of throwing them out or disposing them in one way or the other, they decided somebody else you think could take care of
it. Yeah, someone else can use this, and they didn't want to use it. Thing is, it's the machines have killed it.
How have the machines killed it?
The machines at the grocery stores, there's so few of them. They have a hard time keeping them repaired. There's so many people lined up to use them. You know, it's not worth going there. My partner used to return those cans. He piled them up and returned them. And after a while, he couldn't get down there to do it.
Huh. And so do you think raising the price would do anything for the process to improve it in any way?
Even doubling the price wouldn't get me to return them.
All right. Thanks for that, Rika. Appreciate it. So let's include this part of the discussion in our perusal of what's going on with bottle deposit laws, because there is that issue that Rika just brought up, which has certainly changed the behavior of a few people, myself included, about when you go to put the deposit bottles and cans in the machines because of when you don't think they'll be too crowded. And then there's the additional issue, as of a couple of years ago in Oregon, with these recycling centers where you can go to your local grocery store, and if it's within 3.5 miles of a recycling center, it doesn't have to have its own or a recycle system set up. So for the folks in Medford in particular, where there's a fairly big one, join us and let's hear about your thoughts about using these recycling centers and going to places other than the stores. So you have to make an additional trip to a place you didn't use to go just to be able to take your bottles and cans back. Is it worth your time? Is it worth your money? Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760 to talk about bottle deposit laws or about presidential politics. And let us take another call from Noah he's not there. Let's go to Chris in Eureka. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, hi, I was calling on the bottle deposit, and I guess I would just say for my own personal habits, I typically take the money or the cash value recyclables to the recycling center, so I don't have to deal with the machines, and it's not as big a pain for me. But the two points I wanted to make real quick was, one, around here in Humboldt County, at least in the urban areas, it certainly does help support the homeless. I see, quite a bit of homeless picking up those cash redemption value stuff. And number two, the more important point, perhaps, I would say I would like to expand this kind of pay up front type of system to any kind of trash or wrapping or disposable anything that we would pay upfront for that when we purchase the product, and it would be the wrapping would be tied into the cost of that product, and perhaps even how persistent that disposable thing is to the environment, its persistence or even toxicity should be included in that cost, and that would basically I think if we actually made it to where trash was worth money, so people could actually find trash out in the environment and bring it in and get paid for it, that would be paid for by that pay up front sort of system, then that would incentivize cleanup and it would reduce dumping.
Chris, would the plastics, for example, cost more? Would you have a higher deposit, for example, on a plastic blister pack versus something wrapped in paper?
I would have it directly related to its persistence in the environment. So that would encourage manufacturers of wrapping to perhaps make more green or biodegradable type of products. They'd start thinking more about the entire package, not just the product and profits.
Okay, so going a lot bigger with the idea of bottle deposits into lots of other packaging types. Thanks for that, Chris and Eureka. You're listening to Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to get on the radio talking about presidential politics or bottle deposits, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Haven't asked the people who might have gone from the Willamette Valley, for example, up to see Bernie Sanders in Portland if it was the things that you expected to see and hear from Bernie Sanders, if you feel motivated enough to go ahead and make Bernie Sanders your favorite at this point. Curious to hear from folks who might have gone to the Bernie Sanders rally. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Dennis and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi. I wanted to comment on politics, but I had a little side issue with the bottle bill.
Sure.
When that came into effect, my sons were pretty young, and they created a business. They got all their little buddies to collect cans for them, and then they'd load up all the cans in their wagon and haul it down to the grocery store and turn it in, and then they'd come back and they'd pay off their buddies that went and collected cans for them 2 cents for every can that they brought to my sons, and then my sons would keep the money and split that, what, 3 cents was left between themselves.
Wow. They were quite the entrepreneurs.
Yeah,
in the day.
They were. They did all kinds of stuff like that, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's something that I kind of noticed about the election. If you put it in twos like Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, and Joe Biden and John Kasich, You have basically their matches up for every type of voter in the United States. You have the classic Democrat and Republican in Kasich and Biden.
Mm-hmm.
You have the outsiders in Sanders and
Trump.
And you have the insiders, you know, the deal makers and the people that everybody hate in Bush and Hillary.
The people with a long, long track record, yeah. Very, very
yeah.
well-known names, yeah.
Now, if you were going to say who would make the best president, I would vote. My idea of the best president would either be Kasich or Biden, because they come from the Senate and the Congress, the House of Representatives, Kasich is a Republican governor in basically a Democrat state. And so they are operatives. They know how to run the government. If you ask who's probably the most well-connected, would be Hillary. Hillary knows everybody.
Mm-hmm.
She's been on every side of the table, and she's been all over the world, and for that reason, she would be probably a pretty good deal maker, but she would have trouble with the Republicans.
Right.
And the other two are a sideshow. And there's nothing more entertaining than watching Donald Trump. He is the most... I never really watched him that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he is the ultimate entertainer.
He does not back down from anything. He certainly makes sure that you get your money's worth when you watch Donald Trump. And your pairings are good, Dennis. Thanks for providing those to us. And
yeah.
Good to talk to you on Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Let's see. We have an email here from Mike in Medford. He says that the Bernie Sanders campaign shows just how many people will come out of the woodwork if you simply be honest. Interesting, seeing pretty much a complete media blackout on him. While nearly 30,000 attended his rally in Portland, the New York Times had zero coverage of the event. In fact, there was ample coverage of Trump and Clinton. In the end, it's Congress who makes laws. It's all a show. That from Mike in Medford. James in Ashland writes about our discussion about which Bush brother was involved with the Silverado savings and loan collapse. James writes, it was definitely Neil, unfortunately. I lived in Denver at the time, and my wife worked just down the block from the Silverado building. In hindsight, it was sort of a prequel to Enron. Thanks for that from James in Ashland. Let's go to Alex in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. We're talking bottle deposit laws and presidential politics.
Good morning. Well, a quick in on the presidential politics. You know, I, like many, resonate to Bernie Sanders. But my fear about him is he could have what I call the Nader effect, whereby my and many others' analysis, the write-in votes for the votes for Nader are what put Bush into office back in 2000, though the Nader voters will never acknowledge that. That brings up the structural issue. As long as we have, we don't have runoff elections, a third party candidate or a let's say, off the mainstream candidate,
mm-hmm.
can at best be a spoiler in an election. And then that brings up another issue. In a sense, in states that are dominantly one way or the other, other votes don't count. You know, Hillary is going to get Oregon, and there's red states where if you're a progressive voter, your vote doesn't count. So we have a fundamental flaw in our election system with the Electoral College voter, winner takes all electoral votes. So that's my input on that. As for the bottle bill, personally, when I went up to return a whole bunch of bottles, have to have them with me at Trader Joe's, and discovered they no longer take them in because now there's a recycling center. I didn't bother going to the recycling center. And I do have a concern. I've been doing, apparently, please correct me if I'm wrong, when we do curbside recycling here in Ashland, all the, you know, responsible folks who are recycling their stuff that way, that doesn't register in the bottle system, and it appears that there's less recycling going on.
That is correct.
There is. And so that's a flaw in the way they're auditing the system, and it may be in a lot better shape. So their fear that we're going to drop below 80% may be a misleading statistic. As for raising the fee to 10 cents, I'm all for it. I'd like to see, as one of your other callers did, I'd like to see every environmentally concerned packaging be loaded with a deposit or something.
Right.
We're way behind the Germans in that, where the manufacturers are totally responsible for taking in packaging and for the end of life of the product. And that results in the manufacturers getting more conscious of, gee, you know, what am I packaging this?
Oh, sure. If we're going to see it back someday, there'd be a different way of approaching that. That's a great point to bring up, Alex. Thanks for that. And thanks also for bringing up the point about the curbside recycling of bottles and cans that are deposit bottles and cans, not counting toward the actual returns of bottles and cans. So while it shows us under 80%, in fact, there could be well more than 80% ending up getting sent somewhere where it will be handled properly, just not for the nickel in Oregon's case. Thanks for that. Let's go to Mark in Redding. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes, I was in Portland when the price of aluminum was so high that a nickel a can was less than you could get for them in scrap metal. I was talking to a guy that made a business of collecting them, I presume homeless person, and he was complaining because he was getting a nickel for the cans, and he knew they were worth more in scrap metal.
Oh, wow.
And he couldn't get to them. Oh. At any rate, I think that there should be deposits on most everything. I avoid buying things that have deposits on them if I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that, you know, it's not any kind of stress on my life not to have sodas and beers.
Ah, yeah, okay. So it's the substance that less than
but
the recycling
the,
issue.
In Oregon, is it still only beer and sodas?
No, it's expanded to bottled waters in the last couple of years as well.
Bottled waters, too, mm-hmm. Finally. That's mm-hmm. good, because they'd have that here in California as well. Yeah, it's Alex was incorrect in one thing, though. It was the machinations of the Bush family in Florida and the Supreme Court that got W elected, not the people who voted for Ralph Nader. I voted for Ralph Nader in California, and Al Gore won in the state of California, so therefore my vote for Ralph Nader had nothing to do with Al Gore losing the election.
All right. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it. Pat and Eugene, final call on this Vince Day.
Well, hi. I would like to comment a little bit on the bottle bill as a member of the much-discussed millennial generation. I agree with just about everything that's been said. I don't think I know any contemporary of mine who recycles deposit items because of the deposit.
Mm-hmm.
They're either people who don't recycle, even though the deposit exists, or they do recycle and almost certainly would if it didn't. But I'd like to question whether or not raising the deposit to 10 cents or even more is a good use of the political air in the room. You know, I'm not convinced. I haven't seen proof that 10 cents would do it.
We will find out. The legislature will take this up probably next year. Thanks for that, Pat. Appreciate it. Thanks to everyone for calling for a lively discussion about presidential politics and bottle deposit laws. This has been Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange.